This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:06 in the evening. You are with Lynn and Kelvin. And so first up this hour, we're actually talking about AirAsia. If you need more updates or sort of more general information on it, actually our colleagues in the morning have been covering it from the very beginning. And you can go look up those podcasts on our site or on our app. But we wanted to look at one particular thing that's going on. So, of course, this is about the bribery investigation involving Airbus. Chief Executive Tony Fernandes and Chairman Kamarudin Maranun have decided to step down from their roles while investigations take place. They do, however, remain at the airline in advisory roles.
So we're actually not always used to people in power sort of taking this step when they get called out. You know, they usually stay on in their positions, they issue press statements, and then, you know, that's really the extent of it. In this case, though, we are actively seeing this choice of taking a step back, relinquishing your position.
Yeah, so when this headline was first discussed within our office anyway, there were some questions that came up, right, about, is this something that they were obligated to do? Is this something that is it a must that you do this during, investigations involving bribery or corruption? And I think those are very interesting, very basic questions to which I don't really have the answer. Like, I'm not certain. I didn't know, at least until we were doing the research for it, whether or not it is a must-do, whether or not it is whether or not it's something you are obliged to. Clearly, it is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are being investigated, I think the best thing to do is to remove yourself from the situation so that it doesn't cloud the waters. But like you said, right, abroad in the US, I think we see a lot of these high profile executives getting called out and then perhaps stepping down, moving on, taking, you know, golden parachutes. That's a whole separate thing. But in Malaysia, at least, I don't remember the last time this happened.
Yeah, interesting that you brought up the US, right? Because last year we saw some sort of corporate cleanup, you know, over 1,300 CEOs stepped aside. And, you know, one of the iconic ones was, of course, Kevin Plank of Under Armour, who stepped down because the company became the subject of a federal accounting probe. And I wonder if this case with AirAsia might specifically be because of the fact that they have a more global presence. Perhaps if it was more local and had the investigations, of course, this is all mere speculation. If it was a more local company, for example, this step might not have been an active choice.
So in order to get the full picture, as full a picture as possible, on the line with us now is Cynthia Gabriel, founder and executive director of C4, the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, always good to have you with us. So what are your thoughts on how the Airbus AirAsia allegations have unfolded and the decision by these two executives to voluntarily relinquish their roles?
Well, there were some important things that the board of directors of AirAsia needed to consider very seriously. And one of it is actually steps that have already been taken in the right direction, which is the relinquishing of the post of the executive post of Tony Fernandes and Kamarudin. So this is really quite essential for good governance and corporate governance in any company, especially large ones that actually owe a lot of accountability to its shareholders and the people. So it's really quite an important step that Tony Fernandes and Kamarudin have taken to relinquish their post and to actually allow investigations to begin. And so that is a step in the right direction. But the complications and the difficulties and the tough challenges have just begun because the investigations are pretty complex and they are quite multifold. So it is also something that C4 believes is pretty necessary that an independent board of inquiry is actually set up, because it does look rather difficult for the four independent directors and one non-independent director to actually tackle such a complex problem involving their senior executives. So it would be really quite essential for a board of inquiry to be convened and that independent persons of very high expertise be brought into this board of inquiry to actually look into the admissions of Abbas as well as the allegations against Tony and Kamarudin, because these are very, very serious charges leveled at them. So it will actually require quite a lot of detail, of data, of facts to put the whole picture together. And it does also mean that there needs to be some coordination between the different agencies that have actually talked about convening their own investigations, and that would include bodies like the Securities Commission, the MACC, and even MAFCOM.
Right. And going back to this particular case, could this move to step back be perceived by the public as an admission of guilt on their part?
No, on the contrary, it's actually a very important thing to do, and they have done the right thing in the interest of the company. So in any case, when there is a serious admission by one party that they were actually involved in bribery and bribe taking, etc., or bribe giving, it becomes very essential for the suspects or the persons who have been implicated to actually step away in order to allow independent investigations to take place. So Tony Fernandes and Kamarudin have actually done the right thing in the interest of the company and also in the interest of the public at large, because many people use AirAsia, and it's very important that AirAsia is a company that upholds accountability and integrity at the levels that are needed.
So at the behest of AirAsia's board, they're going to be remaining in an advisory role. Is this a good idea?
Well, that's why I said it is quite difficult for the four independent board of directors and the other guy, which is a non-independent one, to be able to handle this on their own, because the reality is Fernandes and Kamarudin are senior executives. So they wield tremendous influence on the decisions of the board and so on. So this is the reason why C4 is proposing an independent board of inquiry, so that even if these two guys step down as executives, senior executives, but they remain as advisors, they cannot in any way influence whatever decision or outcome that's taking place, because you've got outside people now in the board of inquiry that will actually lead the investigation. And in order for it to be truly independent, that actually needs to happen.
All right. And tell us more about what a board of inquiry would look like and how it would differ from MACC's investigations.
Well, the board of inquiry would actually require a range of different people to actually sit on it. And of course, MACC's role would be to actually look if there was actual corruption, real corruption that took place, and whether the allegations involved actual bribery. You know, was it sponsorship? Was it bribery? It needs to be detailed out very clearly. Of course, Airbus admissions level the allegations very heavily on Tony and Kamarudin to be able to be accountable for it. But they have already released a statement denying everything. So it's very important to actually put the full picture clearly before everyone, especially the minority shareholders, which make up a big portion of AirAsia's shareholding composition. So as a result of that, I think the board needs to be very clear about the next steps it's going to take. So everyone is in those that have very clear interest in actually seeing justice at the end of this entire episode will be able to know what are the next steps the board is taking. What would be the initial actions that will be taken, who should be sitting on the board, and that would be very important in terms of how it gets constituted.
Right. And, you know, they've both also said that they were never approached at all by the UK Serious Fraud Office for any explanation or clarification, and have gone on also to say that this is a clear violation of the fundamental legal principle of fairness and access to justice. How do you see this affecting or playing into the investigations?
Well, I think these are the facts that need to be laid on the table, and the different levels of investigation, questioning, putting the facts and the data in place is what is actually required now, because the news and the announcement shocked us, and I'm not sure whether it shocked the people who were implicated. But if that's what they are saying, then the faster the inquiry takes place, the better, because it's not really something that we can comment on, that they did not know and all that. So we are not in a position to say, oh, how come the UK Serious Fraud Office didn't do that and all that, because we don't have the actual correspondence and communications and all that. So it's really quite essential that an independent investigation convene quite urgently and quite important, because somehow AirAsia is, even though it's a private company, it's very much linked to the reputation and branding of Malaysia. And we are also coming out of a very serious scandal via 1MDB, and we are now at the recovery stage. We're moving forward with a better corruption perception index, and you know, we have a national anti-corruption plan and so on. So we don't want this to also drag the country into another round of credibility crisis. So it's really quite important how it also gets fixed at the local level, because the information and the news was actually exposed by the Serious Fraud Office of the United Kingdom. So again, it's now the onus of our local institutions to actually get the facts out and come up with very credible investigations.
Cynthia, thank you for speaking with us. That was Cynthia Gabriel, founder and executive director of C4, the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, commenting on the decision made by AirAsia execs Tony Fernandez and Kamarudin Moranun to relinquish their roles in the company while investigations into allegations of bribery with Airbus are underway. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, you can call us at 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.